Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Ray, you were at practice today. Would you agree with the following statement? Calvin Austin and Jalen Ramsey are going to miss Sunday's game against the Browns.
I would agree with that, yes. I know Mike was, he put on that he was optimistic early in the week, but I think those two are the longest of long shots.
So does that mean we get Roman Wilson, a big dose, a big heaping scoop of Roman Wilson on Sunday against Cleveland?
No, I know everyone's waiting for that, and I think Roman will see a little bit more playing time. You know, I haven't looked at his snap counts lately, but he's probably around like 10, 12 per game. I think you might see him up around 15, 18, or 20, but I think you're also going to see a healthy dose of Scotty Miller and, of course, Ben Skowronek, especially if the Steelers want to continue to run the ball. And, you know, let's look at the Vikings game. I mean, they had great success with that jumbo package. You know, Skowronek was in on a bunch of those plays. So, I think Ben's going to be involved as well. So I think you'll see all three of those guys chip in Sunday against the Browns.
Ray, what do you think the Steelers' posture is going to be offensively? Because the Vikings, we actually all knew, were somewhat susceptible, if they were susceptible to anything, to just running it right at them and keeping those exotic pass defenses out of play. The Browns are the number one rush defense team in the entire league. They're number two in total defense. Do you think Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith are going to want to kind of test the Tiger here a little bit?
You know, they are another 4-3 team. And, you know, Mike talked on Tuesday about how he approaches that with his bigger personnel packages. I think the Browns are a little bit better than the Vikings. I think they're more well-rounded. I don't know that they have that big weakness in the middle of their defense the way the way the Vikings did. You know, this trade, it's interesting. You know, do the Steelers midweek, do they sort of pivot and say, okay, they just got rid of one of their top corners. They're bringing somebody else in who doesn't know the defense. You know, do they want to go after that? So, you know, it'll be interesting to see which way it goes. But I think just overall, guys, I think the Browns are really good defensively. If you look at the way they've played this year, a couple games have gotten away from them late. But they've been in pretty much every game, and I don't expect Sunday to be any different.
Ray, I want to go back to Roman Wilson, though, because you're saying we're going to see more Skowronek, we're going to see more Scotty Miller. Scotty Miller's a journeyman, okay? I know Aaron Rodgers liked him because he made that big play with Tom Brady. We're talking about a third-round pick in his second year. So, you know, Mike can say all he wants. Okay, he's not in the doghouse. We still like Roman Wilson. If he can't beat out those guys in a game like this, especially when you're saying it might be in the best interest of the Steelers to put more wide receivers out there and spread out a very thin, weak Brown secondary. Well, then, if he's not going to play in a game like this, when is he going to play? Why can't Roman Wilson break through and actually get an opportunity like, I don't know, where you drafted him to be, which is play in situations like this now?
Well, what receivers coach Zach Azani said during the bye week was it's going to happen organically. And maybe what that means is, and I don't want to, you know, speak for Zach or for Arthur Smith, but, you know, maybe that's another injury, or maybe that's just a game where, you know, he's a really good matchup for the other teams. So I don't think they're going to force feed Roman Wilson just because he was a third-round pick. I mean, they're in the business of winning football games, and if you look at that Vikings game, they had no issue sitting two guys who are making like $20 million this year for two guys who are on rookie contracts and aren't making $1 million or $2 million between them. So they're going to do whatever it takes to win football games. I'm not like totally down on Roman just because he's not doing it in the first five games of the season. I do think eventually he'll get it going a little bit, but I don't necessarily think that's absolutely going to take place on Sunday against the Browns. I really wouldn't be worried if it didn't. I think it's just all part of the growing process for him.
Ray, speaking of one of those two guys who's making a lot of money who barely played in the last game, less than he's ever played as a Steeler, what do you make of this continuing situation with Pat Freiermuth? I mean, he's making a lot of money to do virtually nothing. Tomlin's talking about weight classes against 4-3 defenses, and yet when Terrell Austin talks about the undersized Nick Herbig, he talks about how he's opened their eyes as a run defender. So clearly, if Pat had shown them more as a blocker and everything else, Mike wouldn't be making weight class excuses.
Yeah, it really is, a bit puzzling for, I'm sure it is for Pat, and then you look at it just from the way this team was built. He's one of their more important offensive players. I mean, he's the second highest played player on that offense. So I don't think it's great for Pat in terms of his long-term outlook with the Steelers. You know, it's unfortunate for him. He really had his most success when Ben Roethlisberger was here. And then, like, with all these quarterback changes, all these offensive coordinator and coaching changes, he's never been able to get back to that level. And this is a guy that had seven touchdowns as a rookie. I think all of them in the red zone. He was a very productive and good player for them. And I don't want to say he's fallen out of favor with Arthur Smith, but Arthur has a very specific way of doing things week to week with his game planning. And for whatever reason, right now, Pat seems to be on the outs a little bit. But listen, Arthur said this week it's not going to be that way every single week, but it could be again this week with the Browns and that big front that they present.
I mean, an $11 million tight end should not be a situational player, bottom line to me. Should not be dependent on if it's a 3-4 or 4-3 defense. Ray, when you said it's not good for his long-term future with the Steelers, talking about Freiermuth, what did you mean by that?
Yeah, I just, he signed that 4-year, $52 million contract last summer, and I just wonder if he's going to be, like you said, a part-time player. I just wonder what that means for his long-term future with the club. You know, assuming Art, and I think Art's going to be here, as long as Arthur wants to be the OC, I think, he's going to play out this contract, and it's a 3-year contract. So I just wonder out loud about that. You know, I don't think he's a candidate to get dealt here within the next month or so, but stranger things have happened, I suppose. I just think, Pat needs to get on track a little bit. He needs to get his confidence going. Maybe one big game will do that, but it's been slow to come in the first 5 weeks of the season, that's for sure.
It's just strange that that they love running the ball. Tomlin does, Smith does. They clearly loved what they saw from the extra offensive lineman and Darnell Washington heavy package. Like, why give Pat the extension knowing that that was still what you wanted your personality to be? Why bring in Jonnu Smith in a trade and send money his way? Like, what they seem to want doesn't, at like the coaching and actual on-the-ground level, doesn't seem at all to match some of the decisions they've made with personnel, Ray.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. You know, Pat was not Omar's pick, but he was certainly – Pat was extended by Omar. So, I mean, even through the transition there with the personnel department, they believed in Pat from the Colbert transition to Omar's team. And, you know, I should point out there's a lot of different people within that personnel department now, a lot of different opinions, and obviously they thought Pat was worth it. So, you know, sometimes this happens with OCs. They come in, they have a way of constructing an offense. They have their types of guys that they like. I mean, they haven't been shy. Omar has not said no to Arthur Smith, to my knowledge. I mean, Arthur wanted Cordell Patterson. You know, he wanted Van Jefferson. He wanted all these guys he's brought in.
Jonnu Smith.
You know, Jonnu Smith again. Yeah, most definitely Jonnu Smith. And, I mean, strangely, he hasn't really used him yet either, but he hasn't been shy about doing that. And I think sometimes when you – I'm not going to say they've catered to Arthur, but they've been pretty open in giving him what he wants. And I think sometimes just OCs have a way they do things, and sometimes some guys just don't fit into the plans.
Ray, Malzi and Donnie both are of the opinion that Kenneth Gainwell should play more than Jaylen Warren on Sunday and reward the hot hand. But it sounds like everyone who's been around the team and has covered practice the last 2 days that they think that Jaylen Warren will go back to being the starter and that Kenneth Gainwell will obviously play, but he'll be more in the third down change of pace role again. Do you agree with that? And, well, number one, do you think that that's true, that that's what's going to happen? And do you think that that's the right call by the Steelers?
Yeah, I think it's the right call, and I think that's just, you know, just watching the way things have unfolded here since that injury. I mean, the knee is something to keep an eye on. Apparently, it's something that's, you know, has been bothering him. He just needed a week or two to get over it. But yeah, if Jaylen Warren is healthy, I think they really like him to be RB1 and. Listen, he's had some success against the Browns within the last couple of years. He had that long touchdown run last season, or was that
That's two right.
seasons ago? Two seasons ago, I think.
Yep.
Had that long touchdown run, and you know, I think he's a really good running back. I think Kenneth Gainwell is a really good running back. I just think, unfortunately, right now Caleb Johnson is the odd man out because they feel such a comfort level with those two guys.
Ray, what is your prediction for Steelers-Browns on Sunday?
I cannot see a way the Steelers lose to the Browns, but I do think it's going to be close. They're always close with the Steelers. I'm going to go Steelers 19, Browns 17.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette. Thank you, Ray.
All right, thanks, guys. See you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.